Now, if you're feeling a wee bit weary this morning, spare a thought for Cork man Gavin Sheehan, who has spent the past 25 days rowing 2,000 miles non-stop around the coast of Britain. Gavin, who we first spoke to a couple of weeks back, is part of a four-man team attempting to break the world record for the feat. They should cross the finishing line later today. I spoke to Gavin earlier and he started by explaining where they are now.
Moment, I'm sitting just above Southend of London, heading into the Thames, sitting on anchor because the tide is an extremely strong tide. So we're sitting tight, waiting for the tide to turn. And as soon as it turns, we're going to get off anchor and hopefully slingshot straight up the Thames under Tower Bridge to win the race, first of all, and crack the current world record.
How have you been getting on over the past 3 weeks?
It's been a mixed bag. We've had everything. Well, we think almost everything anyway thrown at us. But overall, it's been a very positive experience.
I gather at one stage you had a bit of a run-in with the RAF.
Yes, the middle of last week, we were up around the top of Scotland and we were rowing away, and over the VHF radio, the RAF called us through just to let us know that they were due to be to be practicing their ammunition drops with their Tornado fighter jets, and if we wouldn't mind getting out of the way. And they said they'd suspend their activities for an hour, and if we wouldn't mind just crossing the 2 miles that we had to cross.
I'd say you crossed pretty quickly, did you?
Well, this is the thing. We only travel at that time, the way the tide was flowing, we only travel at about 2 miles an hour. So it was a very, very, very tense hour, but we managed to get across, and nearly to the minute, after we got across, we could hear the jets take off and we were watching them flying around the place.
At this stage, you must be exhausted, are you?
Yes and no. I mean, all four of us have agreed it's extraordinary what the body can do. It's been 2 hours on, 2 hours off for the last 26 days. But we kind of started getting a sniff of the finish line yesterday, the day before yesterday, and we all just seemed to have found something from somewhere, and we're going, you'd swear we've been training for months just for this particular day.
And do the four of you still get on? Because this isn't a very big boat we're talking about here.
No, the boat is about 23 feet long, small. It's one cabin, it sleeps two. At one point there was all four of us in it and you couldn't move, but all four of us get on, thank God.
When you cross the finishing line, presuming you do cross the finish line this evening, there is a prize. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
If you break the current world record, there's a prize of £100,000. And hopefully this afternoon we should be a couple of £1,000 better off of it.
And that was Gavin Sheehan, who will hopefully, along with his colleagues, break that record later on today.